Sorry. Welcome back to the second hour of the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. That was my problem, Ken. I forgot to unmute my phone. Sorry. Before we go any further, Rick, I would just want to remind people that if they go to www.ruralsurvival.life and look in on the left toward the top of our website, you will find links for our breathable masks, our flash drives, and the indigo stoves. They're there. Also wanted to let everybody know that since Tim's out of the hospital, we did send out quite a few orders of masks today. I apologize for not doing them while he was in the hospital. My mind just wasn't there. I apologize to everybody for that. So, but there are some going out today, and we do have more being made as I'm speaking, so they should all be going out soon, and everybody's orders should be filled. Just want to let everybody know that. Okay, since Carla hung up, we have Alan.
Somebody in Texas. Call it.
Good morning, Alan.
Good morning. And
good morning.
Carla, yes, this is the Alan that did a rant on Farron's show, and thank you for calling it a rant, because that's what I call it. I call it Rantings of a Sane Man. It wasn't art,
that's
and
perfect.
Thank you for confusing me with art, because art, we agree on about what the recovery rate from COVID is. We agree on about 99.8% of things. So that's not a detriment to me at all. But
you only got 5 minutes to lose your mind. You got to lose your mind in 5 minutes, man.
I'll try to keep it even shorter than that. On your Bitcoin thing and how wonderful all of it is, you know, about the deadest I've seen our town here in the last 15 years was, this is before Bitcoin came out, actually, they lost cell service here for a whole weekend. And I pay everything cash. I went into the feed store, and there was people in there ordering feed and going, what do you mean you can't take my credit card? What do you mean you can't take my debit card? And, you know, I was actually going to offer to pay, you know, and, you know, give them, get their name, and you can pay me back when, but they offered to set up a charge account for them. But none of that stuff would work. The only thing that you could pay for anything with was credit, cash.
No,
because everything depends on the cell signal.
Yes, well, sort of. Yes, it does. And I would say this. And had you done that, they would be calling you St. Alan by now. You probably should have just gone ahead and done it just for the hell of it, just so you could be like the town hero. If you have a quick look in How to Survive the End of the World as We Know It, written probably, geez, I don't know when it was, you're not going to find anything about a cryptocurrency there because it didn't exist. But it does say that you need to keep small bills around, because if you have an interruption of phone service or anything like that, where the credit card machines aren't working or an EMP, you are going to have a problem, although I would have to guess that most stores will probably not open simply because they are going to assume that few people, if any, have cash anyway. You're not going to stand there and wait for somebody to show up with cash. I would think they'll probably, for the most part, leave their doors shut. But if you live in a small town, you might have better luck. Here in the St. Louis metropolitan area, I would suspect it would be a rough go, which is the whole point in prepping. I mean, if you don't have what you need to last for a while, you just haven't been paying no attention. And so I don't know what to do, but please continue, Alan.
Yeah, no, and I'll just say one more thing, and I do agree with what you said, you know, but all this stuff depends on the cell signal, and, you know, and if that's not there, supposedly they hit a main trunk line over here, and it took them like 3 days to fix it, you know, but this town is tourism, tourism, tourism. Fredericksburg, Texas, it's just a tourist mecca. Everything runs on credit and yada, yada, electronic transfers and I do have, you know, cash, and I do have my medals and everything. And I'll tell you a secret. I keep mine under the mattress in my bedroom. Don't tell anyone, okay?
Yeah. Make sure you soak that thing with gasoline. No, we're not. No.
We're okay, secret.
Look, this is a high security area.
Take care, y'all.
Your secret's fine with us. Thank you.
Keep
You're going to be okay. You're going to be all right. No
I dropped by the bank the other day to pay our water bill, and their systems were down. They couldn't take anything but a check, and I was going to hand her cash.
Yeah, they couldn't count for it, right?
Well,
not to mention the fact that they can't do anything with that check anyway until the system comes back up.
But, exactly.
You know, look, I'm glad Alan brought that up. You know, I know that if you are not okay with decentralized finance, I get that. I'm going to guess that the majority of our listeners are smart. And I think if they did their homework, they would realize what the place for this is. This isn't to take the place of metals. This is not to take the place of cash. What these huge investors are doing, and smaller ones as well, is they recognize that this is a place where you can store money. And this is interesting because, you know, Ray Dalio, the president and CEO of Bridgewater, one of the very largest, if not the largest, hedge fund in the U.S., lost his investors 18% last year. And he doesn't, yeah, that's huge. You've got that many customers and you lose one-fifth of all their money. You think you're going to be answering some angry phone calls? I do. I work for a firm where they manage money for very wealthy people. And I'm telling you right now, those people are really emotional when it comes to their money. So I would not want to be in that office with Ray anytime in the near future. However, having said that, Bitcoin is you can use it as a payment system, but it's not really set up like that. It's kind of slow, but it's no slower than a wire transfer or anything else. I mean, if you watch a wire transfer, you'll see it go through the system, and it's going to take 2 or 3 days to actually settle. So, you know, and Bitcoin's kind of like that. But there are it does have aspects to it which can make it faster. Like Litecoin is more of a quicker payment system. But you know, once again, I am not a crypto expert by any means. I have not done my homework with respect to blockchain technology, and I admit that fully. But I have a feeling when I do, I'm going to wish that I had bought a boatload of it back when I recommended it to everybody about 5 years ago, because then it was really cheap.
Right.
And I don't think that there's any end to the future of decentralized finance. But for those people that think that it is a credit card or something along those lines, it's not. So, but, you know, and it just, but I appreciate his views because, look, it points up, you got to get this book. I got 4 or 5 copies on the back seat here of Rawls's book, How to Survive the End of the World as We Know It. And he talks about all of these things. How to cover yourself in depending on what happens, whether it's an EMP or an attack on the food chain or whatever, it's all in there. And it's not a big book. This book is maybe 3/4 of an inch thick. It might be one of the smartest things you've ever done is to sit there and read through that thing. And as I said, probably 5 times, go from what they call the deep larder, which is food storage, to the water section, like page 70, and then go back in the back and look at, you know, how to deal with money and things like that. It's somewhere toward the back of the book. At least do those three. If you're a clever person, you can read all of those things probably in an hour or two. If you read as slow as I do, maybe 2.5 hours. However, I never forget anything I read, so, you know, it takes me a while to get it into my head. But, you know, for those of you who have noticed that you can't find a gun anymore, I can only assume that the population at large is expecting civil disorder. What in the world, and I've said this before and I don't want to keep doing this, what in the world are these people thinking who are hoarding guns. And if they are hoarding guns, are they hoarding food? I know they're hoarding toilet paper. That's still kind of hard to find. So they got guns and toilet paper. They're going to shoot and poop. What are you going? Yeah, you know why? Because when people shoot back, you're going to poop in your pants. That's why. So, yeah. And by the way, then it's toilet paper's out. You know, and then did you hoard underwear? I hope you did. You better have hoarded laundry detergent too. You need to know how to deal with the water problem. You need to know how to deal with the food problem. You need to be able to grow food. You need some cash set aside. You need some pre-64 silver coins. You need to be doing all of these things, and you don't have to do them in massive quantities. If you do these things in any quantity at all, you're going to find yourself statistically ahead of like 99% of all of humanity. The only problem you're going to have is that eventually you're going to have four beers, and you're going to tell somebody you did it, and the first thing you know, you're going to have new best friends everywhere. And, you know, there's a problem, is having way too many hungry friends, and, you know, not enough bullets. So, you know, I don't know what to say. Laurie, what do you think about this? This might be a subject that you would like to put two or 7 cents in.
Honestly, Rick, that was a picture I did not need in my head. Okay. But it's all good.
Right. Yeah. Well, statistically, they think it's statistically the geniuses think it's coming. So what would you say about that? Are you willing to say that you're a genius too, or what do you think?
No, but it's funny.
Yeah. Well, all right. So,
okay.
So, you know, I really, as Tim would say, I suppose we beat that dead horse to death, which is that second degree? Is that second degree murder then? Or was it
something
first? I didn't plan it.
Since we beat it to death, let's go ahead and take Bob in Colorado.
All right, okay.
Good morning, Bob.
Are you still there?
We are.
Oh, okay. I heard a flash like a lightning bolt. Maybe that's an epiphany on my behalf. I don't know.
That was you and me having the same thought at the same time. Go ahead.
I have to write my questions down because I'm nervous on the phone. Would you repeat where I may learn more about Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies? Question number two, please. How do you liquidate Bitcoins into cash or whatever monetary system is present right now? And, a digital economy will occur, what is done with all that mattress money, like the gentleman before me who was talking about mattress silver, and I like the gentleman with the big safe, he's got bolted down, he's got a dog with a bazooka in front of it guarding it. I just love that. So I have a lot of those items, but I don't know a lot about Bitcoin, so I will listen now. Thank you so much, folks, for being there.
Thank you. Well, listen here. I will trade you a portion of a Bitcoin for your bazooka, because that's something that I don't own, and I can see right now you don't want cash, because I'd be happy to give you some of my invisible fake dollars. I'd love to do that. So let me see if I can remember. So where to learn? Listen. The quickest way, one of the most comprehensive videos that I have ever seen, one of the most interesting, was put out there by a guy named Raoul Paul, Raoul Paul, and it is from Real Vision Finance, but the name of the video on YouTube is called The Bitcoin Life Raft. It does not explain what blockchain is, and you can certainly circle back around and look that up on Bixweir on the road to Ruta, ROOTA has a lot of excellent videos about what Bitcoin is and what blockchain is, and you can do your homework there. But what I would probably do if I were this man, if I were Bob, is I would look at the video, the Bitcoin life raft. Now, the reason that I'm saying this is because my son-in-law has his own crypto, which he just had a meeting again this week with the state of Missouri, and they are proceeding. I think this guy is going to be rich beyond belief, frankly, but he's a very nice fellow. Let's see if he can stay nice after he's rich. I sent him the video, and he said, I absolutely love this video. I'm going to watch it twice. Well, it's that kind of video. It's like, it's one of those things that this fella, he talks so clearly and so succinctly that every sentence is a little cherry bomb. And I think it will explain the place in the world, the place that Bitcoin holds in the world, what it is, what it does, what it could do, what it might become. The other thing is how to change it back to cash. If you go to Coinbase, which is a website, it is your place where you can buy Bitcoin. It is a secure site like a bank. And in there, and it's, boy, I'll tell you what, it's a pain in the butt to figure out. But under settings, you will find places where you can move money into Coinbase and back out of it. And what you do is you will link to your bank, just like you're wiring money somewhere. You have your bank ID number and your routing number, which identifies your account, and you move money in and out of Bitcoin like that, in and out of Coinbase like that. That's how you do it. So, I would probably start by watching the Bitcoin life raft and figure out if you think that this is something for you. So that would be the way I would handle that. Did he have a question, Laurie? I remember how to educate yourself, how to move money in and out. Was there one more? And once again, nobody is suggesting that, Bitcoin at this point is necessarily a way to transact business, although, as I've said before, because of the monetary problems they're having in South Africa, they use Bitcoin extensively for transactions like buying vehicles, buying houses, all of that kind of thing. So that's kind of where it is. I hope I'm being clear on this.
Hopefully.
Yeah. I'm not necessarily suggesting that cryptos is a place for everybody, but I think if you do your homework, I think that as you educate yourself, I think it will all become clear. I think so. At least you'll know if it's something for you or it isn't. And the one thing I want to say about that is, I still have money inside the system, probably too much. And I find it to be probably at severe risk.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, and then we'll take our caller, Jim, in New York. Back in 3 minutes.
What I feel, I can't say. Oh,
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out the Kosher...
Like I said before the break, we're going to go ahead and take our next caller, Jim in New York on line 9. Good morning, Jim.
Oh, hi, Lori and Rick. I hope Tim is feeling better. I recommend vitamin C, turmeric and black pepper, and lots of garlic. But I hope he's feeling better. It's personal, and I miss him on your show.
Thank you.
A couple points. Rick mentioned guns, and, you know, you can only shoot one gun at a time. And these gun enthusiasts, and I like guns. I'm pro-Second Amendment. But, you know, they're kind of silly. It's like one guy has, like, 20 guns. It's like... You know, and I think the government, they want gun sales. They encourage gun sales. There's a lot of money to be made through gun sales.
Yeah, but if Biden actually gets in office, you won't be that way.
No, if you look at under Obama, who Biden was the vice president, gun sales went through the roof. So I think with Biden, you'll probably get a continuation of gun sales going through the roof. What do you guys think?
Well, he said he wanted to do away with the guns. He wants to take our guns away. So I don't really see him going through the roof, but I am curious to see exactly... how many citizens in the U.S. is willing to stand up for their Second Amendment right and protect what's theirs with their guns?
Yeah.
What do you think, Rick?
Well, I have... I was trying to look. I've been trying to find a few Coach guns for Christmas presents for my boys for 6 months now. And you're not going to find them. So, you know, it's hard for gun sales to go through the roof when you can't find a damn gun anywhere. It may be the COVID. I talked to a guy who owns one of the larger gun stores here and said, what in the world is the problem? And he said, well, first of all, people are buying anything that has a trigger on it. And secondly, they've got these... you know, they got the same problem with the gun manufacturing facilities that they're having, where they slaughter animals, or even at the U.S. Mint, where they've got so few workers staffing that, you know, they've got, you know, a person every 8 or 10 feet. You got half the crew you used to. So not only are people buying whatever they can get their hands on, the supply is way down. And I said, well, I said, so what are you getting in? What's your thing? You know, because he's saying as soon as something hits the door, it goes right back out again. And I said, well, is this hurting your business? And he says, oh, hell yes. And I said, well, what do you get in? He goes, mostly handguns, which, you know, in my opinion, look, you know, if you're talking about self-defense and it's not one of the things that I like to talk about, I think if it was one of the things I like to talk about, you would hear me mention it more often. But as you see, I rarely do. And there's a reason for that, is because I think it's a super-duper low priority if you're talking about making it through the next 5 years. But handguns would not be something that I would want if my back was against the wall. Like it says in James Wesley Roy's book, The Patriots, your handgun is only the thing you use to fight your way back to your long gun. You know, you got to get your hands on your rifle or your shotgun or you're screwed. But having said that, and I think we've talked about this before, the whole thing about guns is so overrated. It's so unbalanced, so blown out of proportion. So, I mean, you know, it's like arguing how many angels can dance on the head of a pin. I mean, why? What? Come on. You know, first of all, if you're living in a place where you know full well that you're going to be in the middle of a zombie attack, I'm questioning your sanity right now anyway. So, and you probably don't know how to use the gun you bought. So, great. Perfect. But that's, you know, there I go. I'm on a rant now.
Yes,
Jim, are you there? Jim, are you there?
I'm here. Yeah, I just believe that, you know, as Mark Twain said about voting, that if it mattered, they wouldn't let us do it. I think the same thing with guns. I think if it mattered, they wouldn't let us buy them. And
right.
I suspect
there's some truth in there. I suspect that is correct. And I wonder the same thing about a lot of these things, not just guns, but I wonder, you know, how many scenarios have they accounted for where you're allowed to pursue some endeavor with regard to preparedness that they already have built a barricade at the end of that road. You just don't know it yet. I wonder all the time. I just don't know the answer. So, you know, I try to have some chips everywhere. You know, I've got some cash, some metal, some crypto, some guns, some food, some water. Got, you know, the James McCanney water purifier. Plus, we also have the elements so that you can use. If you look in James Wesley Rawls' book, Surviving the End of the World as We Know It, you'll see where he'll show you how to take a couple of plain 5-gallon buckets, and by inserting those elements, you can create your own water filter very quickly and very inexpensively.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the Beatles.
I'll let you go to break. Yeah.
Okay, if you'd like to hold on, Jim, we'll be back in about 3 minutes.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Please hold on.
Strawberry fields forever. Living is easy with eyes closed. Misunderstanding all you see. It's getting hard to be someone, but it all works out. Strawberry fields forever.
so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
And we're back, and at the moment we are speaking with Jim in New York. Go ahead, gentlemen.
Yes. Did you guys watch Trump's speech on Operation Warp Speed yesterday?
Did not. What
Sorry,
was
it?
Well, President Trump said how, in a nutshell, how he's going to have the military distribute the vaccines.
Oh. Yeah,
to
I heard that. Well, they can do whatever they want with it, but they're not sticking me with it. I can tell you that.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, I tell people, you know, people are still stuck in the fake right-left paradigm,
right.
Democrats versus the Republicans. Well, Trump has his vaccine, and Biden has his vaccine.
Mm.
So, you know, there you go.
Yeah, but one is red, one is a red pill, and the other is a blue pill.
Yeah.
And I never
jumped
thought about
that, rabbit
that
hole.
Until just now.
Yeah,
so why or why didn't I take the blue pill? I mean, and another thing that I think is really, really funny is this week, with the announcement of that, all the investors are now piling into cruise line stocks and airline stocks because they're so beat up. They're thinking they're going to make a buck off this, but you know, the bottom line is going to be, in my opinion, are they going to insist that your child get that shot or you don't go back to school? Are they going to insist that you get that shot or you don't get on an airplane? Are they going to insist that you get that shot or you don't get your free federal cryptocurrency? I don't know where this is going to go, but I bet it isn't going to be good.
Yeah, I think there's an agenda no matter who gets in the presidency.
Oh, absolutely.
Read about the agenda. They want vaccine certificates, and if you don't have one, you won't be able to go to a grocery store. You won't be able to keep a job. This is the agenda. And, you know, I actually think it's good news that Biden won. Of course, I think it was stolen. I think the CIA fixed it rigged it for Biden to win. But nonetheless,
well, you know what, here's a new cottage industry for you. I've been thinking about this, dreaming about this. I have a doctor who's friendly, and I'm wondering if I can just pay them the money, and they squirt that juice in the trash can, and then file the paperwork for me. Or since they can print millions of phony votes for Biden, can you not print me some certificates saying that I got the shot? You know, so I can, you know, like, yeah. Or maybe just have a T-shirt. Maybe put it on a T-shirt that I can wear everywhere.
Yeah, it's true.
I got shot. Something like that.
Yeah. Well, whether Trump gets in or Biden, they're still coming after you with the forced vaccines. Look at Trump's speech yesterday. He laid it out. They're telling you what they're going to do. But, you know, I actually think it's good news that Biden won, and I'll tell you why. Because middle America, the, quote, alt-right, they'll finally wake up. They've been asleep for 4 years thinking that Trump has their back. He doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
Did people actually think one presidential election would make a difference? Did they actually think that?
Well, therein lies part of my mental issues, which I don't like to discuss. What I will say is my overwhelming paranoia that led me to the conclusion that Trump wasn't going to save me.
No, of course he wasn't. He's part of the system. You don't become a billionaire unless you're part of the system. So of course he wasn't. He gave us 4 years of maybe a lull in the agenda, but the agenda continues, whether it's Trump at 40 miles per hour or Biden at 70 miles per hour, the agenda continues. And I think it's I think the election was stolen. I think it was through the what they call Dominion, the Diebold machines. That's what the real rigged steal is. It's the machines. It's the computer software. It's not dead people voting.
I think that is obviously the case. I mean, how many? Let's be reasonable. You can't come up with that many million dead people to vote. That's just stupid. But this is, you know, and you know, and to that end, you know, I feel like if I didn't say it yet today, I want to reiterate. You know, if in fact the agenda continues, basically, we'll say unabated, not stop, just slow down or speed it up, then you don't really know what's going to happen next. And so, you know, even if you know how to clean water, even if you've stored food, even if you know how to shoot, even if you've got metals and cryptos, you still don't have any idea if you will prevail in any given circumstance. You just don't know. So, but you do, at least you're doing your best.
Yes. Yes. Well, that's all I have to say. I hope Tim feels better, and I hope to hear him next week. And thank you for taking my call, and have a great day.
You too, thanks. Have a good weekend. Tim just told me that the vaccines leave a physical mark that show up under a UV light. So you may not be able to get away with that, Rick.
Then I'm going to the tattoo parlor, I guess. I didn't want it. I would just wind up with hepatitis C instead. That's great.
Right. Well, my sister told me that in New York, because my nephew lives there, they're making it mandatory for the kids there to have this vaccination. Even if they have religious beliefs of not getting them, they're forcing them to get them. Otherwise, they're not allowed to be back in school. I don't know what they think they're going to do with the kids that can't have those shots, because all of my grandkids can't have those shots because they're allergic to the base and the...
Well, you'll be... Obviously, there's going to be a lot of homeschooling going on, and And to that end, my wife, who of course has been a professional teacher all of her life, has suggested that there is going to be really great money to be made in organizing homeschooling groups and things of that nature. You would probably be, I guess, surprised to find that where I go to church, is a Catholic church, they do not have a school at this point, but they have a huge, well-organized homeschooling program, which is vibrant. It's really working, you know. So there's going to be a lot more of that. Although, you know, this is where paranoia really pays off. Is that I always assumed that whatever evil they could commit, they would commit. You know, I know that there are always those fainting Nellies out there that say, well, just because they can do something to you doesn't mean they will. Hell's bells. It certainly does. That's exactly what it means. If they can watch you through your smart TV, they're watching you through your smart TV. It's not a question of whether they will or not. If they can listen to your phone calls, then they are listening to your phone calls. If they can read your emails, then they're reading your emails, and on and on and on. And so the question is, it always has been, how do you exist in this Orwellian environment? What are you supposed to be doing? How are you supposed to be living a normal life under this kind of oppression? I mean, I know it's done in other countries. I can only assume we're going to have to figure out how to do it.
Right. Also, so you know, Ken said his shooting range that he goes to, the gun store had hundreds and hundreds of weapons of all types. He was in there buying extra magazines for his weapons. He also said we had a caller that asked a question, and I guess they lost connection or something, but they were asking how to set up a sanitary waste disposal. Any ideas for them? I'd say dig a hole like a lagoon, but, you know.
All right. Lost my signal there for a second. How to set up a sanitary what?
Waste disposal.
Yeah,
dig a hole like a lagoon.
Yeah, there. Well, yeah. So I mean, you know, for years we had privies. You know, you got the outhouse.
Right.
You know, is it sanitary? You know, I don't know. You know, part of the problem with those things is, you know, not just that you're going outside, no matter what the weather, in the middle of the day, in the middle of the night, you know, unless you want a thunder pot under your bed, which I do not recommend at all. That's just, I can't even picture that. And speaking of butt, how many men and women have been bitten on the butt by black widows? Because they love to get into those places and get under the seat and sit there and just wait for you. But that's the way, I mean, that's the way it's done. So, you know, over in the Mideast, what they'll do is, and everybody has to take turns, burning the poop. So they'll take like a 55-gallon drain and cut it off a foot or two up. And you can, if you've got a local farm supply, like we've got 55-gallon drums, and they're for sale. Most of them don't have lids. Metal drum, cut it off about 18 inches up or whatever it is. Put it, you know, build a box, put it in there. You're going to have a hole in the top of that, which is going to look something like a toilet seat. And then when it gets to a certain point, you pull it out, you pour some diesel on it, and you burn it. Or if you don't like that idea, and I'm not sure that I do, you bury it.
You bury it and you cover it up.
That's the way.
I mean, that's the way they did it since caveman. And I don't know that you've got a lot of choices here.
Ken sent me a link. Let's see. It's a website for shootpointblank.com. Is indoor shooting range and gun shop he was talking about. And they do take orders online, he said. So they sell them online as well. So if you want to go there and check it out, if you're looking for a weapon, since he said they had all kinds, it's Shooting Point.
Yeah, they had a lot of 22s too, like I think Rick was looking for.
Oh, okay. Shootpointblank.com. Check it out if you're looking for a gun.
What is it? What is it called?
Shootpointblank.com.
Oh. Well,
yeah, lots of 10/22s.
There, by the way, is a fine 22, of course, and they've got so much cool bolt-on stuff for those 22s. One of the spookiest things that I have ever seen is the 10/22 with the integral silencer in the barrel. It is hard to believe how quiet those things are. When they pull the trigger, just about all you hear is the spring in the bolt moving. You'll hear like a little ch-ch-ch like that. It is weird. I mean, I could see in certain defensive situations or even for hunting in and near or around urban areas where you don't necessarily want people to know what you're doing, I could see this being a ton of fun. You know, you can shoot somebody and they'll never even know they were shot. Okay, I'm kidding.
Ken says they have guns from under 100 to 7,000 plus. So, you know, like I said, if you're looking for something, check them out. Hey, with all this advertising we're giving here, Ken, you better...
Yeah. you better at least send over some free ammo or something. You know, I don't expect $7,000. No, I'm not going to get... Yeah, I know I'm not going to get $7,000, but, you know, maybe they could, you know, give us right. some match grade. How about some match grade 22s? That's what I'm thinking. Something that flies super duper. By the way, with respect to that, not all 22s fly straight. They really don't. If you're one of those poor suckers that went and bought this out of the Remington bulk pack, the 555 or the gold or whatever, if you've ever bench rested a 22 and fired some groups, you know full well those things don't fly straight. You get about every third or fourth shot, you get a hole that's like an inch from where it's supposed to be. And if you're like me, you know damn good and well that bullet doesn't belong over there. So if you get yourself some Ely or one of the other match grade rounds, you can put those things touching all day long. But believe me when I say not all 22s are created equal. 22 shells, most inexpensive 22s, unless you have done something stupid to the barrel, like nicked the crown. The crown is where the bullet leaves, right at the end of the barrel, which you can have it recrowned. They just grind a little bit of metal away. If you shove the cleaning rod in there and you put a little nick on there, it won't necessarily be obvious to you, but it will cause ridiculous inaccuracy in your 22. And if you take it to a gunsmith, they'll just like run a little polishing thing on there and they'll recrown that for you, and it will start to shoot a lot better. Go ahead, you were saying.
We're going to skip our last break, but we are going to take one more call real quick. She's only got a few minutes to get this in. Julie in Tennessee on line 9. Good morning, Julie. Or I should say afternoon.
Yeah, hi. Yes, I wanted to put out this dream I had, and it was a few months ago, but it had to do with this so-called flu from Wuhan, China. In the dream, I was in Wuhan, China, okay? And right above me, I saw these, I don't know whether they were smart cells or cell towers or what, but I saw them affecting the people. And then it turned to like fast motion, you know, like a cartoon. And I started walking like really fast, okay, back to the United States. And I ended up in a state. It was one of the Carolinas. That's all I'll say about that. And I was in a large laboratory, and someone was supposed to come to that laboratory and pick up some stuff. And I just wanted to run that by you. And also these surgical masks. The surgical masks are coated with Teflon, and that Teflon, if the particulates break off in any way, it affects your lungs. The very thing that a lot of people are being put in the hospital for.
Well, if so, a lot of people take the time to read the side of those boxes, they don't actually prevent you from getting COVID either.
Pardon me?
The masks that they're handing out in like hospitals and places, they don't stop you from getting the bug.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, I also wanted to know if you knew about the hydroxychloroquine. Because that hydroxychloroquine, and this was a Dr. Graves, she was a little upset because a lot of people in Congress are taking the hydroxychloroquine. But they're hiding them in warehouses all over the United States. And I guess they're just waiting for it to expire, for the date to expire. I think that...
I know that it is damn near impossible to get your hands on it. That's what when this whole thing started, I tried and tried and tried, and I found what I thought was a source out of England. I went back the next day to buy some, and the site had been taken down. So,
wow.
You know, and that was not a dream. It was really, you know, right in the middle of my purchase, it was taken away. Yeah, I suspect something's going on. But, you know, to that end, as we've said, you know, if you can get your vitamin D levels up, way up, without killing yourself, because you're going to have to, you know, you don't want to poison yourself. But I would say, you know, find out how much for your body weight you can take. Take that much. Vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc. And you will, according to Cliff High, be more or less de facto immune. You can, and also you'll be doing yourself a great favor with just the regular, everyday, common cold, flu, that type of thing. You'll also be making yourself essentially immune to that. So, I mean, but no, I don't think you're going to lay your hands on any chloroquine at all. I really don't. But if you do, for God's sakes, let us know.
Well, my doctor said that it would affect your heart or something. I don't know. He said you have to keep an eye on your heart if you get that. So
yeah, I don't know about that either. Of course, you know, we all know that it was it was the old cure for malaria when the British were invading India. So I mean, I really don't believe that. You know, that stuff has been heavily used for so long. I just can't picture that being true. But you know, it's probably irrelevant because I'm going to be shocked, you know, if you manage to find any of it at all. I really am. And I'm not sure you need to. I'm just not sure you have to.
And what about the smart meters?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to cut you off, hon. We've got about 5 minutes to close our show, and we still have to do our prayer before we go off the air.
You're welcome to call back
next week, hon. Thank you.
Bye-bye,
Julie. Rick, if you don't mind, go ahead and do our prayer for today.
I don't mind. I'm glad I had my hand on the Bible there. I'm always glad I got my hand on the Bible. Prayer to, Michael the Archangel, and why not? The way things are going. Holy Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the divine power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all of the other evil spirits who wander through the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Yeah.
Any closing thoughts for today?
Yeah. Be balanced in your preps. I know it's not as fun as collecting guns or something like that, or coin collecting or stamp collecting. I know it's not as exciting, you know, to have to think about things like where to poop and whether or not you got water to drink. It's not exciting. But you damn well, you better figure out how it's done. And once you figure out how it's done, then you can ignore it. But I suggest you lay your hands on James Wesley Rawls' book, Surviving the End of the World as We Know It. But he's got a whole chapter on sanitation, and it is very important. He'll even talk about how scary dead bodies are. You know, and sanitation is a huge thing in a grid-down situation. It'll kill you. It'll kill you just as fast as a bullet. So you do need to know these things. It is important. And then the Bitcoin life raft. You know, take a look at it and see if this is something for you. I think you'll enjoy the video, even if you decide that it's not for you, but it will give you something to think about. And I guess that'll do it.
Okay, thank you. I want to say thank you to Extendivite, who is our sponsor. Also, if you can't afford it, go to RBM's website and donate whatever you can. Every little bit helps keep us on the air. Other than that, keep our men and women who are in the service in your prayers and their families, also the elderly, the homeless, and pray that the right person makes it into that office that's going to do good for our nation. Other than that, that's it. Thank you, and we'll see you next week, and God bless.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.